It's Morning Edition from NHPR. FirstNet is a federal program created by Congress in 2012 in response to the September 11th terrorist attacks. Police and fire departments were unable to communicate with each other that morning over incompatible radio systems. And the FirstNet program aims to fix that, many years on, with a secure communications network for first responders across all 50 states. But New Hampshire could become the first state to officially opt out of the program. John Stevens is the statewide interoperability coordinator at the Department of Safety, and he joins us in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to ask you, let's talk about why this program was created to begin with, and why do lawmakers think that this communications network is so important to have?
FirstNet was created by Congress as an opportunity for first responders to be able to continue to communicate in the most dire situations. Unfortunately, what we witnessed in 9/11, Katrina, Sandy, and we even witnessed it during the Boston Marathon bombing, was that LTE broadband networks become overly saturated during critical events, which limits the capability for first responders to be able to communicate.
This is because everybody's trying to use the cell towers at the same time. The communication system just gets bogged down.
Yeah, the whole network gets really saturated. And unfortunately, when first responders really need to be able to communicate based on the events that are taking place, what FirstNet will allow first responders to do is have that dedicated network where they will never lose connectivity. FirstNet actually awarded a contract to AT&T. And AT&T will provide that service if, in fact, a state wishes to opt into FirstNet. However, we understood that there would be underserved areas throughout the country. And basically looking at rural states with a lot of rural territory, we felt that there would be a need if, in fact, the law would allow for states to actually direct and build its own network.
So in New Hampshire, we're talking about areas like the North Country where there is traditionally less cell coverage to begin with, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the North Country and we're looking certainly at the western part of the state as well, where there are issues in regards to communications.
Why is there confusion over FirstNet? I know 29 states have officially decided to opt into the program. The deadline apparently is the end of this year, the end of December. What issues is New Hampshire having with FirstNet particularly?
There is no better advocate for FirstNet than the state of New Hampshire because we realize what FirstNet could mean for our first responders. But yet the law, when FirstNet was created, allowed states, if in fact they wanted to enter into a public-private partnership, they could in fact continue to associate with FirstNet but take on the responsibility to build their own network. And we felt that we would be in a good position to do that if, in fact, we could find a vendor that was willing to work with us. And, in fact, on September 7th of 2016, Governor and Council awarded a no-cost, no-obligation contract to a vendor called Rivada Networks. Rivada Networks and New Hampshire have been working together now for the last year, creating an alternative plan.
What would the advantage of having New Hampshire build its own network be over joining the national FirstNet program?
With New Hampshire building its own network, it then provides the opportunity for local control. We would have local control of the network rather than passing that network out of state.
And the idea would be we could use that network for statewide emergencies as well as anything that would be a larger level emergency, correct?
Yes.
Well, AT&T says that they would build additional towers and utilize rural providers, and spokespeople have said that there's no other provider that can bring that level of coverage to New Hampshire, especially within the North Country, but you disagree.
I disagree.
And why is that?
Well, currently right now in New Hampshire, less than 5% of first responders in New Hampshire have AT&T service. So it would be a total recalculation of the network to bring first responders onto an AT&T network. So what we're looking for through the Rivada plan and through the New Hampshire collaboration with Rivada is setting up a cell carrier that is neutral. So not making any difference what cell carrier you currently have now, we'd be able to plug you into the FirstNet network.
When it comes to a situation, everyone would have access to the same network.
That is the goal.
Yeah. John Stevens, the statewide interoperability coordinator at the Department of Safety. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.